Agency owners, it's time for a new episode of the Agency Blueprint, the number one podcast for agency owners looking to build systems to simplify and gain reliable profit growth, while also reducing stress and getting their personal life back. I'm your host, Robert Patton, international bestselling author, agency scale partner, and founder of Creative Agency Success. If you enjoy this episode, do me a favor and hit that subscribe button to make sure that you never miss an episode and help keep the show at the top of the charts so it can be found by more agency owners like you. And now for the show. Everyone, so one of the things that I hear from agency owners all the time is that they feel like their team does not have as much motivation as they do to drive growth and achieve success. So today I wanted to talk to you about team incentive structures and how to think about incentive structures for your agency to be able to create for greater alignment. And ultimately, the truth is that your team is not going to feel the same to drive growth unless they don't share in some aspect of the reward. And there's multiple different types of incentives that can play into the conversation. There's a lot of different types of incentive structures that can play into the conversation here. But wanted to make sure that we are clear on how we can go about creating alignment, creating individual, department, company-wide goals that create for really truly motivated, high-performing teams, and be able to strike the right balance between fostering collaboration and ensuring that your top performers stay incentivized to continue to grow your agency. And so here's the thing really, right, is that as a business owner, as an agency owner, you are incredibly incentivized to continue to grow the business, and you share in the rewards of the impact that that ultimately has. And so your motivation here does have a significant amount of impact from that incentive, and your team ultimately, their incentive is to show up to work to keep their job right now. And so unless you actually have a mechanism by which it creates for that greater amount of incentive, they don't actually have that same motivation. And so why you end up feeling, and why the common term is that entrepreneurship is an island, right? And that it can feel quite isolating. And the reason it can feel quite isolating is that people don't understand the things that you're dealing with, unless they're other entrepreneurs. Your team really doesn't feel like they are as motivated with you, that they're not in the boat with you, you know, rowing the boat at the same pace that you are. And so you feel like you're pulling or pushing your team uphill, and it can be incredibly draining as an entrepreneur. We want to be able to close the motivation gap, and so that the team shares in the impact, and so that they actually have a reasonable amount of drive to be able to grow your business. And aligning those rewards to the desired behaviors and outcomes that you're looking to ultimately have. So what are those behaviors? What are those outcomes? What are the things that you're looking to be able to have as an impact? And making sure that you have it well-structured, clear, understand, to be able to increase team morale, performance, retention on your team, and also a bit of a competitive-oriented nature that is useful from a base kind of human nature perspective. And so the way that I like to think about incentive structures are multi-tiered, really. And so the ideal is to have an individual incentive, a department incentive, and a company incentive. And the reason being is that you want to be able to have, for the person that is that true high performer, that they are going to want to exceed their targets. They have that competitive oriented nature in them already, and that it's a huge component of their personality, their characteristic, and that you want to make sure that that person, that if you have a low performing team member, that that high performer isn't going to be de-incentivized based on that low performer. So making sure that you're able to not have this like feeling of burnout where they are dragging the team along with you, and that same kind of feeling that you have as an owner, that you feel like you're on an island, that your high performers can ultimately feel the same, and that ultimately they are not as incentivized to continue to do the same thing. And in fact, as they see the lower performers ultimately end up getting the same amount of remuneration or recognition, they end up losing that motivation. And you can create very quickly for a high performer to become a low performer by not having this type of structure. Then you want to also make sure that you have department level incentives. And the reason why this allows for an encouraging teamwork, allowing for the team to understand the impact that they not only have as an individual, but how they have impact to each other. And that you are able to create for both the feeling of camaraderie and teamwork, but also the feeling that you have a bit of that peer pressure that pushes people, hitting revenue targets, completing large projects, completing projects on time, making sure that we have certain client retention, those sorts of things that promote accountability and collaboration within teams. And then finally, the piece that the entirety of the different departments ultimately, and you largely, the vast majority of agencies do, whether you are an agency owner holding multiple hats and you're sitting above each department, or you actually have a leadership team that allows for it to be broken down, but having a company level incentive that allows for the different departments to recognize that they're playing a role in a larger picture, and that that role actually has a significant amount of impact to the company objectives. And so if you have individual departmental level and company incentives, it allows for you to be able to break this down in a meaningful fashion, allowing for you to be able to have a full kind of cycle around. And I want to also hit just incentive structures are not only money. Incentive structures can be time off. Incentive structures can be benefits. Incentive structures can be continuing ed. Incentive structures could be team trips. It could be all sorts of different things that allow for people to work together towards doing them. So I want to kind of hit the, how do you go about balancing the individual and the team dynamics and making sure that that high performer is recognized, rewarded, without de-incentivizing collaboration? Because one of the things that incentive structures can ultimately do is that I'm going to try to take on as much as I possibly can if there's too much of a focus on the individual incentive. And it creates for this a bit of a negative-oriented dynamic that de-incentivizes collaboration. And collaboration is a key component to what it is that we do in this industry, making sure that you're able to have that impact of people working together to find solutions. Because if I'm doing something that is negatively impacting another, but it is directly impacting my incentive, is that what is the other incentive that I have individually to create for this teamwork collaboration oriented side of things to actually lend a helping hand to a team member in a time of need, aside from my own personal moral reason why I would want to do that? What exactly is the impact that I ultimately have to the wider team? So let's talk about some practical examples of, you know, incentive programs that we can be doing. The obvious and very simple one is just a financial reward. So bonuses on hitting sales targets, profit sharing programs, commissions, those sorts of things that are just direct remuneration oriented. It could be based on hitting client retention rates. It could be on client results that ultimately do impact retention. It could be a recognition program. So Employee of the Month awards, one of the ones that I enjoyed at the first agency that I worked at that I helped create, was that there was a cell phone case that would go around the office for recognition. So it would be a peer recognition award. So a person would be nominated from the last person that had it every quarter to have a premier parking spot. They would have the ability to have a more hybrid oriented work remote environment. This was pre-COVID, long pre-COVID, that work remote wasn't a big thing at that point. And so it created for a couple of these different like little incentives that person that had that, and it was like a pink sparkly one. So it was also kind of a bit loud in the office, that person that was using it whenever they'd be on the phone as well, that it was just like a recognition that this person had it. So these team kind of recognition oriented programs or a recognition program is really useful. Personalized gifts, shout outs to team members. We all have this like piece of our own ego that we want to be recognized for the things that we are doing. And then another one is, you know, growth opportunities I mentioned earlier. So personal development budgets, promotions, new responsibilities, being able to actually expand upon their career is also a great one. And then team events, so celebratory outings, retreats, shared rewards for achieving specific group milestones, and making sure that there's a clear understanding of exactly how they work towards doing that. So let's talk about the incentive structure piece and understanding how to even start to think about the construction of an incentive structure in the first place. So the way that I like to look at it, as I was starting to articulate earlier, is this individual, department, and company. So from a company perspective, the first thing that I'd want to identify is, what are my objectives this year from a revenue perspective, a profit perspective, a client growth perspective, an average client value perspective? Like, what exactly are my markers, my KPIs that allow for me to know that I'm achieving my end outcome as a company? And then recognizing that each one of those has input outputs, right? So the output is that end KPI, the revenue number, your client retention, et cetera. But there's different pieces that allow for that to become true. So let's say that I'm wanting to grow revenue and there's multiple pieces that are going to feed into it. So you have client retention, you have account growth, and then you have new business that are going to impact that revenue number. And understanding that piece, and then different departments ultimately have impact to that number. So we need to bring on this number of new clients at this average value. We need to grow accounts by 10%, and we need to maintain a 85% client retention in order for us to achieve this revenue objective. And so you take the company objective, the high end, the overarching KPI, and then you break it down into the different departments. So what are the feeders that actually create for that KPI to be possible? So then once you've actually broken down that larger company objective into individual departments, what does the department have to accomplish in order to achieve that larger objective? Then who are the individuals that are going to need to do that? So let's say that is account growth, retention, and revenue growth for that specific department with the existing book of business. So the individuals within the organization, the individuals within the department could be being strategic, the number of strategy meetings that are being held with a client, the client actual outputs, KPIs that allow for us to maintain that relationship, and those types of pieces that it's like, what do I actually do? And so the overarching piece that I want to be able to see, and the reason why this works really well, is that I need to know what do I need to do in this moment to allow for me to be able to achieve the department outcome that affects the person sitting next to me in the desk next to me. What do I need to be doing right now that impacts me directly? What do I need to be doing that impacts the overarching organization as well? We all are very motivated by the impact that our lives have on other people. But without having an understanding of the thing that I need to do, aside from just, you know, keeping status quo and doing the work that is in front of me, the tasks that are in front of me, what are the things that I need to be doing that allow for me to achieve these end outcomes? And so you need to be able to make it concrete and being able to have the team understand the ladder by which this ultimately has the company outcome. So if you were to just say the company objective is that we are going to hit 5 million this year, but you don't actually have an understanding, the team has no idea how they can impact that goal and say, great, so that's up to the sales team and then I have no impact to it. But that's not true. The overarching team, every single team member has an impact to that revenue objective. Because if you're bringing on lots of new business, but then you're losing them out the back door, you're not going to hit that revenue number. So that retention piece is incredibly important. That account growth piece is very important. But how do they have impact to that? So what is the thing that I do today when I'm meeting with a client that allows for me to foster that better relationship, allow for them to understand the value, allow for us to uncover opportunities? What are the things that I need to personally do as a contributing team member that allows for us to achieve that overarching end objective? And so how do I actually go about thinking about the activities that I need to be doing that allow for that to happen? And it's incredibly important that each team member knows how do they have an impact to their peers, to themselves, to the organization, to the department, so that they are actually motivated to want to do so. And it's that lack of clarity, that lack of expectation that ultimately ends up creating for a lot of inability to be able to achieve outcomes because the team member doesn't actually understand, and it actually creates for this silos for you as an agency owner because you haven't articulated it to the team well enough for them to understand. And that's, I'm sorry, but your fault for them not understanding how they can have impact to the overarching objectives for the organization. And so your responsibility as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as a manager, is to provide your team with the resources and tools that they need to be successful. And part of that is understanding the activities that they need to be taking to allow for that to actually come to fruition. And without it, they're not going to be able to achieve it. If you don't set the expectation of the things that they need to be doing that's going to allow for that to happen, it becomes incredibly difficult. So let's talk about some of the trailing implications that can ultimately happen from these types of incentive structures. And then I want to leave you with a really simple one that I think is really useful. So to begin with, the inconsistency piece, having an incentive structure that is unclear or unevenly applied across the team. So you want to be the thing that you want to be thinking about is that you want to make sure that the team has 100% clarity. So simplicity here is really important so that they understand here's the things that I need to be doing weekly, monthly, daily, whatever, that allows for them to achieve their end outcomes. Documentation around the criteria for what that reward actually looks like and being able to share it. But the inconsistency of not reminding people of what that looks like. So what are the updates? How are we doing? The KPIs for each individual, making sure that it is front and center in front of them of here's where you are. Here's where you need it to be. So are you hitting the expectation? Are you falling short of this expectation? So that you can help support the team and actually provide them with the knowledge, resources, and tools that they need to be able to be successful. The other piece that it can create, and you want to be thinking about this, is the trailing implication of an incentive structure, is it can actually create for a bit of unhealthy competition as well. And so you want to make sure that you're not creating a structure that pits one team member against each other. And so you want to make sure that you're thinking about and encouraging collaboration. So how exactly in your incentive structure, when you're thinking about it, allows for you to be able to encourage that collaboration? And so as an example, working through an incentive structure right now with an existing a client of mine, that we are developing an incentive structure that has a one-third impact. One-third impact for individual contribution, one-third impact for the team contribution, one-third impact for the company contribution. So they have a total bucket of bonus that each individual team member would be able to achieve, but one third falls on their individual contribution, one third falls for their team's contribution, and then one third falls for the entire company hitting their goal. the structure that we've built here is very simple. And so we had to give a lot of examples of how they can actually have impact to these overarching objectives. But the thing that is really important is that we've created for a dynamic where we're balancing the individual versus team reward, allowing for them to understand that they are as equally responsible, that it's threefold, is that you do have to individually contribute. You also have to contribute to your team, and you have to contribute to the wider organization as people need help. And that without actually helping each other, you're not going to maximize the incentive here. The other piece that is vital, that it can be both a detractor, incentive structures can be both a motivator and a demotivator. And the scenario where it becomes a demotivator is that the goal is so far away and impossible that the team feels like they're not going to be able to achieve it. And it's incredibly important that we create for sustainable and realistic objectives, not so realistic that it's an easy one for them to be able to achieve, but one that allows for them to see that it is going to stretch them a bit, but something that is in arm's length reach, that is possible that for them to be able to achieve it. So we don't want to overpromise in the objective or be so overly optimistic in what we're setting out for this incentive structure, but being able to actually create a dynamic that allows for them to see that, yes, I can actually feel the warmth of this incentive. I'm almost there. It's just going to take a little bit more. I'm just going to have to become a little bit more effective in what it is that I'm doing. I'm going to have to just change slight amounts of my habits that is going to allow for us to achieve this goal individually, team-wide, and company-wide, allowing for them to understand that it is a feasible thing to accomplish and allowing for them to have that motivation. And just as a pushback to the initial piece that I was talking about is we want to be thinking about the creation for this A-player dynamic, this component where you have the high achievers and the ones that are kind of dragging on the effectiveness of the organization, and making sure that you're creating incentive structures that is about alignment, ensuring that your team's effort are directly tied to the growth and success of your agency. So starting with the company objectives, understanding how you can go about this multi-tier incentive structure at an individual, department, and company level can truly create for a collaborative environment across your entire agency, rewarding high performers, creating motivation for what has historically been potentially your lower performers, and creating motivation across the entire team, and really engaging the team in a meaningful fashion. Each one of us come to work for the individual impact, but also the impact that we have to the wider team. We enjoy, we are at a fundamental biological level, a herd animal, human beings are. And then understanding that team dynamic is incredibly vital. And the more that you create this connection, that you close the motivation gap, that you close that under, that you're able to have them have that clear understanding of what it is that they need to do today, the action that they need to take that is going to have the impact to themselves, to their team, and to the organization, the more successful your agency will be. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening in today. With all of the shifts in the industry, it is easy to feel overwhelmed or unsure of your next move. So I'm not here to try to sell you anything. I just want to give back and guide you through the uncertainty. Whether you're navigating new trends or just need some clarity, we're here to listen and offer advice. Head to creativeagencysuccess.com/chat to book a free 15-minute chat with an agency mentor who can provide you with a fresh perspective. Let's figure out the best steps for your agency's growth together.